Been a bit of a media blitz for President Obama this week, a frenzied final push. He's trying to get people to get out and vote, the same people that supported him in 2008. And just like we just heard, they may be undecided or they may not yet be motivated to go to the polls.
And he's not running, of course.
That's right. Right. That doesn't mean he can't motivate voters. He's hoping that he can, especially with appearances like the one he had last night on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
When I say that, when we promised during the campaign, change you can believe in,
right?
It wasn't change you can believe in 18 months. It was change you can believe in, but you know what? We're going to have to work for it.
Change you can believe in, but, uh-oh.
Right.
Pretty hostile crowd there at Comedy Central.
Well, you know, he was the very first sitting U.S. president to appear on The Daily Show. He appeared there as a candidate, but now, of course, as a president. And according to Robert Gibbs, the White House agreed to do the interview before Stewart announced the March to Restore Sanity that's coming up during the National Mall this Saturday.
Are you disappointed in how it's gone? Are you surprised that other people, even your base, can be disappointed? Or do you reject that narrative?
You know, look, when I won and we started the transition and we looked at what was happening in the economy, a whole bunch of my political folks came up and said, you know what, enjoy this now, because 2 years from now, folks are going to be frustrated. And that is, in fact, what's happened. When you've got 9.6% percent unemployment,
right,
when folks are seeing their homes underwater, when the economy is growing but is still not growing as fast as it needs to make up for the 8 million jobs that were lost, folks are going to be frustrated, and that's going to reflect itself in the political environment.
So who came to him? Like the ghosts of presidents past and told him, folks,
yeah, that'd be scary.
Miserable.
The ghost
Obama,
of Nixon haunting your
home. It was an issues-oriented daily show.
It actually was. It was relatively serious.
He defended his record on health care. Conservative Philadelphia-based talk show host Michael Smirkonish also interviewed the president live on his program. Smirkonish asked if Democrats shouldn't just own up to the policies the party instituted instead of running away, he said, from health care and the stimulus.
Is it, politically speaking, a mistake for the Democrats who supported the health care proposal not to be running on it, to go full bore in support of it out on the campaign trail?
You know, my strong belief, and this is just a personal theory, is that you wake up every day, you do what you think is right, and you make sure that you're not embarrassed about what you thought was right, even if it's not politically expedient. And that's how I've tried to govern.
Well,
it feels wishy-washy to me, that answer. He should have said, Democrats need to support me.
I don't know. Wishy-washy or thoughtful? I don't know. People make get that confused all the time. But Obama was also interviewed by Spanish-language radio host Eddie Piolín Sotelo. And he's a popular host on Univision's Piolín por la Mañana.
I'm going to give you options. Multiple choice. Are you ready?
I am.
A, immigration reform. B, immigration reform. C, immigration reform. Or D, all of the above.
I think I'll take D, all of the above.
He better.
And you can hear in his voice
that was good.
At the end of his media blitz because he's getting hoarse. He's been talking a little bit too much. Well, you know, it's a question whether or not he will really have an effect on the midterm elections. And people certainly don't think he's going to get the kind of turnout that he got for the 2008 election.
We thank Univision and Comedy Central and the Snoqualmie Show there in Philadelphia.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.